wonderful information.
If they're not at grad, it's grad today, I think, yeah, for some of the students. So congrats to all the grads out there. Beautiful
for sure.
Day for it.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to be having Shkwait Shachlech, but we're going to be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlech. And this song is from Colin James, and it's called Let's Shout. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Come out of here on a boat. Let's rock some more. Rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out of here, don't you have an old fear. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip and work out. Mama, move up. Honey, move back. Shuffle to the left. Wobble to the right. You put a hurtin' on me, it's a natural fact. I like it like that, so work out. Yeah, baby, let's out. Chubbin', shoutin', turnin' out. Baby, let's out. Shoutin', work it out. Yeah, let's out. Let's out.
We're back, and that was Colin James and his song Let's Shout. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So he's got through a lot of trauma and a lot of tribulations, but he's still with us, kicking and inspiring us all. He's my hero, and hero of many other people all over the world, people that know him. So how are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, doing as well as can be. The weather keeps changing. It was cold yesterday, and then it was hot this morning. Now it's cold again. So it certainly isn't helping with the recovery.
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so we have our subject is on recovery, and this song just took me back a few years ago. And what an incredible artist, and he's Canadian, I believe. He's from Saskatoon, but don't quote me on that. I know he's from out Saskatchewan anyway, as far as I remember. So anyways, we'd love to hear your words on recovery.
Recovery, kind of, I think, really starts when you start thinking positively about your recovering health or mental health or even recovering from addictions. You've got to start with, you know, I'm starting to sound like I'm trying to beat a dead horse. It's got to be the positive. You got to be positive. Mm. But, you know, you do have to be positive. Mm-hmm. You know, as well as being positive for, you know, all the recovery from addictions, mental stress, and physical health. It's got to be start off with positivity, and it really helps when you have a social backup, you know, family, friends, even good doctors and nurses help alleviate stress and anxiety on a recovering person. And I'm very thankful that I had you and the rest of our family and friends there as my social structure for backup, helping me think positive, not letting me become more yarky. The negative waves.
So
that's what I think of. You know, you gotta root out things that stress you as well and give you anxiety. You kind of gotta zero in on it so you can push them out, you know, whether it's their real physical stress or mental stress. You gotta identify it and try isolate it and remove it from yourself. Same with stress and anxiety. You gotta zero in, hone in on what's causing it.
Yeah, I think that's a very important part of the step of recovery, is recognizing what caused any negative action. And then, as you're saying, like, choose positive energy to correct it and be able to get on the right path. Like, it's so easy for all of us to get distracted and go off on the wrong path and, usually that can at sometimes be a negative path and lead us down the wrong path, and we get lost. Mm-hmm. And I like how you're always talking about positivity and choosing positive actions and reactions to all these traumas that you've gone through, survived, and are able to continue on and recover, because you're still in the recovery process. And it's just so amazing that you've come through all these traumas and tragedies, and you're still kicking, you're still talking about positivity and growth, and it's just awesome and amazing and wonderful and very inspiring. So we really thank you for taking the time out of your week just to search for these energetic music and inspirational thoughts that you bring to us and share with us. It's just incredible.
You're welcome. I thank you there at the station, your fellow
co-host.
Co-host there, and the background crew, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send them all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope you guys all keep up with the positive energy and thoughts.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we hope you have a great recovery and great week and weekend. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, lots of love to you.
Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah, lots of love to you guys there.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwaich Shachlech from Gwaishkana, BC, up at Shkaid. And yeah, always awesome to have him on here and share some of his wisdom and good words of positivity. And we're always looking to improve this world and make it a better place. And it's just people that are able to generate it. And, and just we're... I guess we're all able to just blast it off and just share it with everybody as much as possible. And that's the one thing that we can all strive to do, is make the good better and the better best.
Thank you.
So,
well said.
Yes,
so we're going to carry on with our program here, and hopefully we'll be able to get our next guest, Lady Faima. And she's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So we're going to play her a song from John 5, and this is a new one, and it's called A Hollywood Story. So it's a special song for a special lady. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was John 5, a holiday or a Hollywood story, man. Pretty incredible, very beautiful, wonderful. And we played that for a very beautiful, wonderful person, Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
My greeting to you, dear Chief, and the respected listeners across the country, outside of the country, the landowner of the country, indigenous people, wonderful people, and a student of Simon Fraser University. They are awesome. They are shining in the world, not only in the province, in the world. And my greetings also to the wonderful team that they are accompanying this station through the many difficulties, you know, technical difficulties. They make it possible to be our voice, to be heard, and to be on air, basically.
Beautiful.
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have a subject today, and it's on recovery. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Same as usual, is just wonderful subject that you're choosing. Beautiful is very accommodating for the century, for the timing that we are living presently, basically. Recovery. As a vocabulary, return to the normal state of the health and the mind and the strength. I believe after the COVID time, we passed the COVID, you know, in highest degree, basically, to how to maintain and looking after ourselves without these nasty bacteria. And now, right now, we are at the recovery. At this recovery, to me, is the, as a nationwide, it means a good water, a good nature, a good, wonderful, blessed country like Canada. And with my respect to the rest of the other country, and I hope and wish they have the peace very soon in their land. And this is the recovery that we are facing. And to me, if I turn the page of the book, recovery to me is because I am in the middle of the negotiation of the books and the movie of The Legacy of Counselor Fairy. However, I just have to make sure all the grounding and the negotiation is on the right place. So this is a recovery as an individual that I am carrying that package on my shoulder, and I'm trying to bring the best to the field and to the world, because her life, you know, her heart was very universal, and she was always not thinking about one individual. She was always thinking and acting as a mass, as a mass of the information, as a mass of the best of the possibility to the nationwide. So, however, I'm focusing, some part of my focus in this is in that area. And also to have such a wonderful, unique soul like Dr. Akhavan. He brought recovery. He was the medicine of the field in the universe, basically, by his action, by his wording, by his own vocabulary and his own.
Oh, I think we must have.
Recovery.
Oh, yeah.
On any land that he's choosing. And I hope he can hear us, that how much we are missing him at our side, that he has a bigger mission, highest mission, and whatever he does, he's doing it for the universe, for all nations. This is as one team, one body. As a nationwide, we are the believer, the same style. And it's such a privilege to be at your station, and wonderful to be with each one of you. And I wish the peace and love and wonderful season of the summer for each one of you and the universe. My love to each one of you. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I am the student of mankind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Those are wonderful, wonderful words, and very effective and full of positivity and growth for each one of us, all of us listening. And it's just so tremendous that we have your spirit to come and share with us, you know, the special qualities that your sister, Counselor Fari, had. And she's the reason why we have this program, because she shared that energy and developed this program the way that it's set up. And we're able to bring on special achievers that people like yourself are able to bring in and add to the positivity of this program. So we really thank you for joining us live right now and in the future, and all those wonderful people that you bring to us, Mr. Sapa, Dr. Yes. Akvan, Anna Marcus, and more to come. We're looking forward to hearing from all of them. So we really appreciate you, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be on the air. Thank you kindly.
No problem.
Bye for now.
Bye now.
Yeah, have a great week and weekend, and lots of love to you.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Lady Faima, and always wonderful words and full of positivity, and just a generator of growth for all of us, and just a big inspiration. And we're just so honored and blessed to have her on our program time to time, and just beautiful. So we're going to carry on with our program. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to do some shout-outs. We're going to shout out to Roland and Willie Dodge from where?
Victoria.
From Victoria, okay, yeah. So a big shout-out to some of our listeners. We will also give some shout-outs to our listeners out in Australia and some of our listeners down in California and around down the States. One of my biggest fans is Lily, my niece.
I love it.
So yeah,
she's big worth like 10 or 12 fans, isn't she, at least?
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Maybe more.
A couple of million.
Yeah, there we go. There I was go, a little yeah. off on the math there.
Yeah. So yeah, we really appreciate our listeners all over the world that tune in, the ones that listen live, and the ones that listen to the podcast. So yeah, it's so much energy combined, and we're able to share that with the world and also the universe, as our brother Wegdas so eloquently spoke about. And that's all we are. We are echoes and whispers in this universe, and we can all make a difference. And that's how I feel, and I'm starting to have my own recovery from from my road rage.
There
I was just
nice.
talking to you guys nice. About it, and I didn't know how bad I was until I started, you know, interacting with people. And realize, no, man, I'm probably one of the worst in the whole world.
Oh.
and yeah, but I had to, I had to really like...
That takes a pretty courageous level of honesty to look at different things of ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like a self-reflection thing. And mm-hmm. You got to be willing to want to change and be an improvement of yourself. And that's where I just decided to step into. So, yes, so that was a little story I just wanted to throw in there. And as we're counting down to our end of our program, we want to welcome everybody back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Come to Free Voices 90.1 FM and listen to us.
And I just got to say, too, guys, please check out my YouTube channel, Wega Paul. I've been posting lots on there. There's a really exciting video on there right now, just published last night. So please check that out, guys, and share it if you've got the courageousness inside you, because there's some pretty big mountains that we need to move. And the more that people get on board, the faster we'll fix these problems.
Absolutely, man. So we're going to end our program with some Mate Silak and his song Hispana Canny. So let's have a listen to that. Some acoustic guitars to melt away.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Enjoy, everybody.
Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye for now.